SBS Radio.
Prime Minister says work is being done to prepare remote Aboriginal communities for possible coronavirus outbreak. Schools can apply for grants to learn about the impacts of stolen generations history. And the International Olympic Committee remains confident the Tokyo Games will go ahead in July despite the coronavirus outbreak. This is NITV Radio News and I am Šárka Pechová. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says work is being done to prepare those vulnerable to the coronavirus in remote Aboriginal communities. While there have been no known COVID-19 cases among Indigenous Australians, the federal government is concerned about a potential spread. The National Aboriginal Community Control Health Organisation has begun reaching out to community health services to implement possible emergency response plans. NACHO's Deputy Chief Executive Officer Dan Cussey told SBS News it is well known that Indigenous people suffer 2.3 times the burden of disease compared with other populations. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says national guidelines will be distributed to these communities.
Because in remote Indigenous communities, if the virus were to get to those places, obviously there was a real vulnerability there. And so we've been reaching out to those communities to work through how preparedness can be put in place.
It comes as 6 more people test positive to the virus in New South Wales, bringing the total number of infections in the state to 15 since the outbreak began with 40 Australia-wide. The Department of Home Affairs says it's working through the night to determine if it's holding any First Nations people in its immigration detention centres illegally. 23 people have claimed to be Indigenous following a landmark High Court decision last month, which ruled Aboriginal people could not be detained or deported even if they do not hold Australian citizenship. Claire Gibbs from Maurice Blackburn is the lawyer for Mr. Thomas and Mr. Love in this case. She says under the precedent set, non-citizens need to prove their First Nations roots.
Firstly, you know, the DNA. Do you have that ancestral blood connection to our first Australians? The second thing is that you have to identify as an Aboriginal person. And the third thing is to have acceptance from the Aboriginal community as an Aboriginal person.
Indigenous athlete and former Senator Nova Peris spoke about racism at ABC's program Q&A. Ms. Peris, who was the first Indigenous woman elected to federal parliament, said the continuous attacks, including death threats, affected her family.
If not every day, every second day, I would just be attacked by racist trolls, mail that was sent, phone calls. It was just horrific. I had death threats. The AFP were tracking down mail that was sort of sent to me. So this was what I had to endure. If you are an Aboriginal person and you challenge the status quo, you are going to be attacked.
Schools around the country can apply for grants of up to $500 to learn more about the impact of stolen generations history on Australia. The grants enable teachers to bring truth-telling to life with age-appropriate lesson plans that include the option for schools to receive book bundles with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander literature. The Stolen Generations Resource Kit for teachers and students was developed by the Healing Foundation in consultation with Stolen Generations survivors, teachers, parents and curriculum writers. The lesson plans, case studies and other resources are available for free download from the Healing Foundation website. Grant applications opened yesterday and will close on 15th of April. Fashion lovers and especially Indigenous fashion lovers will head to the M Pavilion in Melbourne this Saturday. 2 big events will take place there. The PNP Contemporary Indigenous Fashion Exhibition and Indigenous Fashion Storytelling. The PNP exhibition will feature fashion and design items from around Australia, showcasing the strength and diversity of the growing Indigenous fashion and textile industry. The Indigenous Fashion Storytelling is an exciting fashion conversation which brings together some of the best Indigenous storytellers, celebrating the power of fashion as a way to share culture. The event is hosted by proud Aboriginal woman and founder of Australian Indigenous fashion online community, Yatu Weathers Hunt. She explained.
The Indigenous Fashion Storytelling event is a panel discussion and yarning circle where four Indigenous women will share the story of Indigenous fashion, what makes it powerful and how it connects to our contemporary identity.
The events will take place on Saturday. Pindmi Contemporary Indigenous Exhibition and discussion with Indigenous art curators and designers starts at 12:30 and the Indigenous Fashion Storytelling follows at 2:30 p.m. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has refused to commit to a federal target of net zero emissions by 2050. Speaking on the ABC 730 programme, Mr. Morrison said he wouldn't be able to look Australians in the eye and tell them what it would cost or how it would be achieved. Mr. Morrison insists the government is already taking action on climate change and will not consider implementing a tax on emissions. Woolworths will limit customers to 4 packs of toilet paper after supermarket shelves were stripped of the product by coronavirus panic shoppers. The retail giant hopes the in-store and online limit will help shore up stock levels. Prime Minister Scott Morrison met representatives from Coles and Woolworths to discuss the impact the virus was having on supply chains and consumer behaviour. Chief Medical Officer Professor Brendan Murphy has told a Senate Estimates Committee hearing there is no need for panic.
There is no evidence of widespread community transmission in the Australian community, and we are trying to reassure people that removing all of lavatory paper from the shelves of supermarkets probably isn't a proportionate or sensible thing to do at this time.
And to sports now. The International Olympic Committee remains confident the Tokyo Games will go ahead in July despite Japan leaving open the prospect of delaying their start because of the coronavirus outbreak. The country says its contract with the Olympic officials could allow the event to be postponed beyond its scheduled starting date. But the IOC remains fully committed to the Games beginning on the 24th of July. IOC President Thomas Bach says a task force has been established with the World Health Organization to ensure the Games' success.
Of course, we will continue this regular consultation with this joint task force to be able to address any development which may occur. I would like to encourage all the athletes to continue their preparation for the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 with great confidence and with full steam.
A 2-day executive board meeting will finalize a decision, but the committee says the games are going ahead as planned for now. And in cricket, Elise Perry will be asked to help mentor Australia's 2020 World Cup title defence after the star all-rounder was ruled out of the tournament with a hamstring tear. The injury means Australia will have to play without Perry in the T20 World Cup match for the first time in history. She's played every game since the tournament began in 2009. Australia has opted against replacing the 29-year-old in the squad though, meaning she can still remain in the dressing room and doubt during the matches. Australia player Beth Mooney says although Perry's disappointed, she's taken the news well.
As you can imagine, it's a pretty rough day for a couple of days for her, but as I said, she, you know, all throughout her career has shown the kind of player that she is, and she never lets the team down, and she went out there and put in 120% as she always does, and I think it's just a good message to send to the rest of the world, the sort of spirit that we play with in this Australian team.
And let's have a look at today's weather. Broome, possible storm, top of 35. Perth mostly sunny with 32, Adelaide similar conditions and 26, Melbourne humid with a few showers, 23, Hobart partly cloudy and top of 22 degrees, Albury Wodonga rain, possible heavy falls with a top of 21, Canberra also rain and 20 degrees, Sydney rain and 25, and there's also a warning, flood water from Queensland is expected to cause minor to major flooding around Coolgua, Berry, Bughara and Narran rivers in New South Wales, so be careful. Brisbane, possible shower and top of 30. Townsville, a shower or two and 32. Cairns, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm, 32. Alice Springs, rain easing and top of 22. And Torres Strait Islands are partly cloudy. There is a chance of showers and a chance of a thunderstorm, top of 30. And that's all from the news now.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.